In this month's edition of Dearest Alaska, we're getting a lesson in pep from some of the cheeriest people I know in Western Alaska. Join me as I shadow the Stebbins cheerleading team in their practice with Coach Katara Gilmore. And without further ado, please enjoy.
I wanted to be a cheerleader because I wanted to show sportsmanship.
My name is Katara Gilmore. My first year in the district was up in Gullivan, and I coached for them as well. This is my third year at the school. The age group is 4th to 8th grade. We basically all, like, each team sits around the edge of the mat, and we cheer for our team members.
Squeeze them hard and pin them down. We'll be number one in town. You can feel it in the crowd. Show her how, let's make it yell, yell, Stebbins, Stebbins, Grizzly.
A cheer is something that is almost like more of a poem, and it usually has some rhyme to it. It's a little bit longer, kind of telling like a story or something.
Ready, so rock, 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 steady, Eddie, 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 rock, steady. The Grizzlies are ready.
A chant is something where we pick one phrase and we basically say it over and over again.
In the crowd, show her proud, let's make it loud, yell Stebbins,
Stebbins,
Grizzlies,
Grizzlies,
Stebbins, Stebbins.
The routine, that is usually a longer choreographed dance. It would have music to it. Basically, every school does like the same 10 cheers. But then my girls, especially this year, are really into they'll come to me like at least once a week after school and be like, oh, I made up a new cheer. I made up new moves to this cheer that we already know.
I have a sloth song.
A sloth song? Where you just go everything super slow. That would be really funny.
And so they're like, it's fun to see their creativity in that. I like guide it, and then they kind of collaborate and put some of their input in there.
Good. You guys have enough room? Are you good?
And then I kind of messed, like, put it all together.
Nice. Hold on me. Great.
Today, they decided instead of saying Grizzlies, they're going to say the Yupik word for grizzly. I'm like, that's amazing. That's awesome. Here, let's incorporate our culture. There's no reason why we can't, you know, embrace our culture while we're cheering. So I wanted to really incorporate that more. And so we actually took the Yupik basketball dance and we actually incorporated, like, the first 30 seconds of our routine was that dance. And we put that music and those moves and just kind of like cheerified it, I guess. So the dancing for Yupik is a little bit, it's very structured, but it's a little bit more relaxed in their hand movements, where cheerleaders, I always tell them they have to be like a happy robot and very like strict, like hand placement and no sloppy seal arms. And so we kind of took that dance and then just kind of put that element into it where it was a little bit more structured, really made sure that they were unified and looking exactly the same as each other. And it turned out so well. Like they loved it, the audience loved it, and our community was really excited to see that we were incorporating that, which I think got everybody kind of pumped up even more, which is what our goal is. I try to be a positive influence on them and help them learn how to be positive influences for each other and for their school.
We would get help from other kids that like wanted us to cheer with them if they had no one else to cheer with.
Ready?
Okay.
How do you feel? How do you want to make other people feel throughout the day? Like not even just on when you're out there, but and on the court cheering, but what does that mean for you? And how can we live our lives to be that way?
It makes them feel cheerful for our team. We get to do lots of sports and stuff, really fun things.
Make them repeat after us when we say a cheer. It's fun for me because I like to do stunts and
Cheers.
Our team got second place for the big school competition. I had two girls. My first group got first place, and the second group got second place.
I like to doing stunts and say cheers. Shoulder stands. Yeah, the elevator, the thigh stand. My favorite part of our cheer is when we go up and do our routines or All-Americans or partner stunts. Or when we stand up and cheer while the wrestlers are wrestling. And when we show sportsmanship and like when we meet friends and stuff, it makes me feel happy.
Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. I thank the administration and staff of the Bering Strait School District for their hospitality, and I am especially grateful for the infectious spirit of the Stebbins cheerleading team. If you or someone you know would like to participate in an episode of Dearest Alaska, please email us at dearest.alaska@knom.org. Our theme music was composed by the Poddington Bear. Dearest Alaska, bringing your radio to life with the sounds of Western AK.